First things, November 8th, 2020. David, good to talk to you again.
Steve, it is lovely to talk to you. The sun is out. This may be the last time we see the sun this year in Seattle, but it's beautiful today.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
First things today are that it's a good day. That's the theme of this morning, first things. It's a good day. And here's where I arrive at that as a theme for today. In 2016, when it became apparent on election night that Donald Trump was going to defeat Hillary Clinton, Van Jones, who is a commentator on CNN and has written a book that's really insightful about divided America. Jones on national television live on CNN said that this was a backlash against Barack Obama and the kind of diversifying America. And he said, what this is a white lash. And he called it a white lash about white Americans responding to a diverse America. That phrase, white lash, you can imagine, went viral, got picked up, became a lens through which we've, one of the pieces to, as part of the lens to understand the response of conservative white Americans, particularly working class white men, to this diversifying country. That's 2016, Van Jones. 2020, Van Jones, yesterday on CNN with Anderson Cooper, David Axelrod, Gloria Berger, and even Rick Santorum on there. It was Jones's time again to offer his thoughts. And that's where I want to go with this theme of it's a good day. What Jones had to say was powerful, real, insightful as always. Can you play the clip, please, Steve?
Van, what are your thoughts?
It's easier to be a parent this morning. It's easier to be a dad. It's easier to tell your kids character matters. It matters. Telling the truth matters. Being a good person matters. And it's easier for a whole lot of people. If you're Muslim in this country, you don't have to worry if the president doesn't want you here. If you're an immigrant, you don't have to worry if the president's going to be happier to have babies snatched away or send dreamers back for no reason. This is vindication for a lot of people who have really suffered. You know, the I can't breathe. You know, that wasn't just George Floyd. That was a lot of people that felt that they couldn't breathe. Every day you're waking up and you're getting these tweets and you just don't know. And you're going to the store and people who have been afraid to show their racism are getting nastier and nastier to you. And you're worried about your kids and you're worried about your sister. And can she just go to Walmart and get back into her car without somebody saying something to her? And you spent so much of your life energy just trying to hold it together. And this is a big deal for us just to be able to get some peace and have a chance for a reset. And the character of the country matters. And being a good man matters. You know, I just want my sons to look at this. Look at this. You know, it's easy to do it the cheap way and get away with stuff, but it comes back around. It comes back around, and this is a good day for this country. I'm sorry for the people who lost. For them, it's not a good day, but for a whole lot of people, it's a good day.
It's a good day in America. It's a good day for those of us who are fighting for voting justice, for just and inclusive America. I understand it's not a happy day for 70 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump. It's not a unvarnished happy day for me either. Not everybody I supported won. A good chunk of them did not. But it is not a day for the folks who didn't win, that has been devastatingly equivalent to what it has been for people who have been targeted by the Trump administration for the last 4 years. It has been a horrible day for them, a dangerous day for my colleagues, the folks that I'm an ally to. It is a good day for everybody who has been endangered. And I am committed to stepping into that new good day that a president cannot do some chunk of things, but a president can do a lot. They set a spirit. They model our values. They point the North Star of who we are. They put us back into climate accords. They protect dreamers. They lay out a general worldview for people. And this president, with this vice president, showed us last night in their remarks just exactly how they're going to do that, with decency, with integrity, with healing, with love, with strength and determination, but without the visceral demonization that we've seen and had. So this is a good day in America. This is a good day. There is a lot of work to do, but let us celebrate this good day.
I was struck by how different this president's response was than 4 years ago, and how the norm that was violated 4 years ago is a good and decent norm. The norm of I'm a president for everybody, and we're going to work together. We want to work together. We want to work together, you know? He made that statement they made that statement any number of times. And of course, 4 years ago, the media and a lot of people said, wow, this guy, he's not stopping. He's not done. He's going to continue his attacks, his demonization, as you put it. And that was the violation. That was the violation of the norm that we're seeing, hopefully, a real return to a norm that says, you know, I don't agree with you. You're not my enemy.
Yeah, you're not my enemy. We are Americans. That phraseology in Biden's speech last night, and the phraseology in Kamala Harris's speech last night about we will be a White House for everybody, for all Americans, for the Black women who have fought, for the workers in the Midwest, for the young, for the older. And Biden, in his remarks, mentioned for those who are disabled, which has gotten a lot of attention as well, because it's not something that gets, not a class of individuals who usually get named. And just this sense that we're in it for everybody, that has to be not only enacted in terms of behaviors, it has to be said over and over and over again, because what this President Trump has done is to set another worldview and to say it over and over and over again that he's not president for all Americans. There are the blue states, the Democrats, the cities. There are all of these pieces that he has said, I'm not the president of these individuals. Biden has said, I'm going to be the president for all Americans. Kamala Harris says, I'm going to be the vice president for all Americans. And if we can just install that, then that as a worldview all by itself ensures that this is a better America today, a better country, a better place, a place where everybody's included. It's a good day. It's not a day without massive pain and coming out of an ordeal. So there were tears in my house. There were tears by me. There will be more, but there will also be this sense that we have survived, and we will come to a better place, and we will work to get there.
Yeah,
we will. It's a good day. Yep, we will. It's a good day, Steve. It's a good day. Let us be in that day without caught up in the challenges ahead of us. Let us just know that today is a good day. Last thought. On November 11th, 2017, after having some discussions with some colleagues, I decided that I wanted to make a 3-year commitment to build something that would coalesce and bring together people in Seattle who wanted to devote their energies to winning back the White House and to bringing us to a new day. I had an idea, a glimmer of an idea of what that would be, but I didn't know what it was. But I made a 3-year commitment, November 11th, which is Veterans Day. And I said, through the election of 2020. So we're coming up on that 3-year day in 3 days. And what we've built is remarkable, and it's a testament to these incredible people that support our work and have become part of the leadership of this work. And when we make those kind of commitments, we have to stop and just see where we're at before just blasting ahead or walking away. And so 3 years in, we have not gotten everywhere we want to get to, but my God, we've gotten so much farther than I ever imagined. And it's a good day in this country. And I'm not walking away at all. Are you kidding? We've got a lot more to do. But when you climb a mountain, you got to stop sometimes and look out. Otherwise, you don't appreciate that you've climbed all this distance. And you don't also get to see the beauty of what you get to see when you're up there. So today's a good day. We got to stop. We got to look out. We got to appreciate where we're at. See the sun. And then we got to keep climbing. Today is a good day in America.